The John Williams Show on 720 WGN. Matt Bubala filling in for John today. We're here with you until noon. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning on a blustery day here in Chicago. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Joining us from France is Elaine Ganley. She's the Paris correspondent for the AP. Hey, Elaine, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I should say this evening by you. Thanks so much for jumping on the phone with us.
Yes.
We were talking.
No problem. My pleasure.
Thank you. We were talking a little bit earlier on the show about Marine Le Pen and the French election coming up and the incident that happened when she was in Lebanon, courting some voters there and had a meeting where there's some dispute over whether or not they had agreed or not whether she would wear a headscarf, but she refused to wear a headscarf. The meeting didn't happen. And this is very interesting what's going on over there because they've had some definite issues with religious freedoms and the symbolism and the attire that is worn by different people. And Marine Le Pen, if elected, is calling for a total ban on wearing, I guess, would you say, of religious garments or any religious symbolism in public. Is that categorically correct, how I'm saying it?
That is correct. That is one of the 144 measures in her platform, which was unveiled earlier this month at a big conference she held in the city of Lyon. And it is point number 95. A lot of people skip over it, but it's a very far-reaching point. What she would like to do is extend a 2004 law, therefore already exists, that bans headscarves and any ostentatious religious signs in classrooms, not universities, but classrooms up until grade school through high school. Okay. And that, at the time, took marathon parliamentary debates to get it passed, a lot of resistance. It has now become part of the norm. Then that was followed by a 2010 ban on face-covering scarves in the streets, niqabs and things that some Muslim women would wear, more so in the Middle East normally than in the West, but they are worn by some here. That is banned in the streets. That passed a little more easily because it is a more, for Western eyes in any event, it is a little more extreme than a headscarf, which is practically a fashion piece for young Muslim women,
yeah.
Fashion streetwear, you know. And I realize that in the United States, one would not blink an eye at it.
Generally not. And
Pretty much don't.
And I think I wouldn't even necessarily outright assume a religious orientation necessarily if I saw a headscarf because it's freezing cold here in Chicago, right? And people, I think that's
you
just,
are,
you know, that's kind of
yes,
just a look, right?
Yes, you're absolutely. But in France, where there is a huge Muslim population, the largest in Western Europe, estimated 5 million, and historically, the French have been having they have had, there have been tensions historically because the origins are mostly in colonial France back when, and it just simply has not been smooth going the whole way. The majority of Muslims, yes, and they are moderate. And one, the kind of sticking point for many is that France has a model of integration that is unlike the American model, which is integrate. The French want to assimilate. And that means everyone should not just be in the same pot, but be the same sort of French person that sort of outlaws the concept of some people really look different than others because they dress differently, because they're from somewhere else originally. That does not work with this assimilation model, and it above all does not work with French secularism, a dear value. It's written into the Constitution, and secularism means no one shows any religious signs in public. Religion is a private thing. So even a simple headscarf, as fashionable as it may be for some young Muslim women, and I see, you know, there are different styles, there are even fairs where they sell them, that would fall into a religious symbol, an ostentatious religious symbol, just as the kippah for the Jews, just as turbans for Sikhs.
Yeah.
So.
And what about, so we're mentioning, for here in the West, we're mentioning three of the lesser populated religions. What about wearing a chain with a cross on it?
Well, right. The key word in the 2004 law, which Marine Le Pen now wants to apply universally to the streets, which would mean no headscarves or kippahs in streets, it has, the key word is ostentatious.
Right. And what does that mean? How are they defining that?
Right. It's how was it defined in 2004? The thing is, it's a little gold cross or a little gold star of David or a little something that is very discreet would not be considered ostentatious.
How about on Ash Wednesday, I go get the ashes on my forehead and I walk around all day?
Well, you don't see as much of that here.
I don't know
if there's going to be a sort of fashion or religious police. They're actually, the police do have orders to arrest women with face covering veils. I think they don't. I have spoken with some in the past, especially when this law came out. They were very uncomfortable. They didn't like doing it.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, there are women from Saudi Arabia who are stopped at the airport because they refuse to take their veils off their faces. And Saudi Arabia is a place where women do.
Do you feel, Elaine, that this is, so I can understand if it's, you know, it's very different, it sounds like, in France, where secularism rules. Here, we would say more freedom of religion is supposed to rule. So the government shouldn't be promoting one religion over another, but we have a freedom to wear whatever we want and be whoever we want to be in public and things like that. So there's an interesting difference. But do you feel that this is being pushed not as true secularism, but as a way to try to mitigate certain religions? Because it's interesting, you know, Christianity doesn't have an outright ostentatious symbol that we wear all the time. So it feels like it's maybe being heavy-handed towards others.
Mm-hmm. Well, secularism, just to begin with, is designed to allow for freedom of religion. It's a hard concept to grasp if you're not French.
Mm-hmm.
It is supposed to, it grew out of the wars between the clerics and the Roman Catholic clerics, who were very powerful, and the state. And in 1905, this treaty brought an end to this war. It was a rather brutal thing. And this is now today supposed to guarantee peacefulness among religions by keep it in your house, don't put it outside.
Yeah.
I would not venture to say, what I would say is the 2004 law and the 2010 law was definitely security minded. The 2004 law was widely interpreted as targeting the Muslims. Yes. It was widely interpreted as such, and the Muslim population certainly felt stigmatized. It has now, no one talks about it anymore. Marine Le Pen has, it is talked about in that some politicians, notably former Prime Minister Manuel Valls, who just resigned that post to run in the elections but did not make the primary, did not make the cut. He wanted to extend it to universities, the headscarf law ban. Some people want it extended to businesses, even private businesses. It is, the secularism is something that has been the cause of a lot of strife, emotional and verbal, in France over the years.
Imagine.
Marine Le Pen's decision not to wear the scarf is very typical of her and her party, her far right party, which targets not only massive immigration or denounces what they call massive immigration, denounces many things, the European Union, the euro currency, NATO, all of these things she wants to do away with. So she's that she wants this is in many ways no surprise. That she would not put on a scarf is absolutely no surprise.
Yeah.
And one might wonder that if she had obeyed the rules and put it on, whether people who
her supporters would have been very upset, right? Yeah. Do you think that was Elaine, do you think that was a little bit of a stunt that she knew what would happen? She went there anyways purposely to make that happen and make sure that that got news and made headlines?
That's one theory. She denies that, sure, that sort of thing. She noted that she had seen earlier, 2 years, I think, a few years earlier, she had seen but one of Islam's top officials, academic officials in Egypt, and he did not make her wear a scarf.
Right.
So that's her justification. She also said she informed them the day before and they didn't tell her anything and that she was faced with a fait accompli.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, one can certainly think it was good for publicity for her.
Yeah.
She is at the top of the polls right now. She was always number one or two. The elections are in April and May, and something very drastic would have to happen for her to fall from at least a number two position. She's currently number one in the latest polls. However, and interestingly, none of the polls see her in the final round. France has two rounds of elections, the first in April, the second in May. And none of the polls put her in the final round. This has been the case for many years, except for 2002, when her father, the founder of the National Front Party, much more hardline, shall we say, than Marine, made it to the second round, even to his surprise, I would say. The left and the right amazingly joined together to block him from power.
Interesting. Elaine, I've got to get to a break because I've got to go, but this is fascinating, and I hope we can talk again before the elections.
Well, I would be delighted, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Elaine Ganley from the AP. She's the Paris correspondent.